This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The odds of a white Christmas on the East Coast are pretty slim, I'd guess, with the spring-like weather they're having back there. But the calendar, as we know, waits for no one. So right now, another installment of our series, The Holidays, brought to you by, featuring that perennial phenomenon, the Yule log. That image of a roaring fire accompanied by 1960s versions of classic carols. The Yule log was first broadcast by WPIX Channel 11. In New York in 1966, and it is still somehow going strong. Ashley Milne-Tite has our story.
The original film from 1966 only lasted a few years, but the next version, the fireplace so many people still watch, has leaping flames, glowing coals, and gleaming brass andirons on either side. It conjures up the very heart of a winter night. And it was filmed on a blistering August day in California in 1970.
There are photos of the production assistants, and they're wearing short-sleeve shirts, they're sweating, getting the scene ready to record.
Ron Simon is curator for television and radio at the Paley Center for Media in New York. He says TV critics at the time were pretty snooty about the Yule log broadcast. He says they'd hardly have believed it could survive into the 21st century. It almost didn't. The show ran each Christmas until 1989. That's when the station that created the Yule log, WPIX, or PIX 11, got a new boss. He pulled it from the airwaves. Rolando Pujol of PIX 11 explains.
The Yule log was seen as kind of a relic, not to mention the station lost money on it. I mean, there's valuable advertising that we are not showing.
But the audience didn't sympathize with those business reasons. Fans saw the station as a Grinch. Reaction came swiftly.
People wrote in voluminously. They were upset, hoping that the station would change its mind.
It didn't. Until the Christmas after the 9/11 attacks, when a new station manager decided Comfort TV was in order. The station brought the Yule log back in all its kitschy glory. Pujol says it's still no moneymaker. The station has never made a DVD of the show or even a YouTube channel.
You know, there's a lot of music. There's 4 hours of music, and I think the licensing aspect would be such a potential can of worms that we haven't really opened it at this point.
He says licensing all those old songs for endless plays would be hugely expensive, but you can find plenty of imitation burning logs out there. Susan Lewis felt warm and fuzzy after coming across one of those when she was channel surfing last Christmas. She lives in San Jose, California, and her TV sits right where the fireplace used to be.
Taking a brief pause in your day to watch something and to de-stress in front of a fire, whether it be a real fire or fake fire, it's comforting, and you need that time. You need that break.
Lewis is relaxing in front of a 46-inch flat screen. Back at the Paley Center, with Yule log carols in full swing behind him, Ron Simon says when the log first burned for New Yorkers back in 1966, few viewers even had color TV.
I looked at the records. About 20% of people had color, so most people were actually seeing the first Yule log in black and white. But it was a way to promote the idea of color television.
That was Christmas past. The log is now firmly rooted in Christmas present. The Yule log has its own Facebook page and Twitter account, and Rolando Pujol will be live tweeting this year's broadcast. Okay, he says, none of this may translate to actual dollars, but...
It's good business, I think, in the sense that it generates goodwill for the station, and it's also brand building and awareness for a hot minute, if you will forgive.
He says no one wants to extinguish that. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.